You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I'm joined, per usual, Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What is up, Andrew?
How you doing today, Chris?
Good, man. And we have the honor of having Shireen sit in with us, actually, to interview Jody today. So, Shireen, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course. It's so good to be here.
It is.
It's so
it
exciting.
Is.
Yeah.
So, Shireen Wyman, obviously, with Island Accents Painting. And we're going to have a conversation with Jody Holly, Jai Karen of Mary Kay Cosmetics. So we are excited about that. Thank you, Jody, for joining us.
Oh, thanks for letting me be here. This is exciting.
It is. No, it's a good time. So what we'll do in this particular episode is I want to talk to you, about your family, about your business, about your experience with BNI. We'll talk a little bit about COVID and kind of how you've had to transition some things because of that, maybe how some of those things will even last beyond COVID. And then we'll end it with a little bit of rapid fire from Andrew, okay?
Voila. Here we go.
With no further ado, who in the world is Jody Holly?
I am Jody Holly, free car driving sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Woohoo! That was fun.
That was fun. You want to do it again?
Next time we got to get the guy on the lawnmower to help us with
that
one.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Did I use this?
You can.
Okay, so yeah, it's helpful. All right, so I do have quite a large family. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter, Megan, is 26. She's a general manager for IHOP stores. She was originally hired to start stores, but that was in January. And that's, COVID started. So she'd stopped opening stores in March. So she's doing that. Now she's the Spring Hill. So if you go there, that's Megan.
Cool.
My second daughter, Bailey, she's 18. She's in college. She's going to school for forensics.
Okay.
And
is that all online right now? Is she all online?
Yeah, well, she doesn't start until January.
Okay.
Yeah, this whole thing kind of deflated her, I feel like. She was like really excited to go to college, and then she's like, now what? It kind of just threw her for a loop.
Sure.
So, yeah.
It's a weird time.
She's a Hooters now. She works at Hooters, and that's that picture on Facebook was her pin last night. Then I have twins that are 15, Justin and Julia. They're baseball star and soccer/volleyball star. They're really sports athletic twins. That's them. So they keep me super busy. That's my hobbies, is just driving kids to sport. Is that a hobby?
Yeah.
It's a pastime exercise I think we're all familiar with a little bit, right?
Okay.
So I do a lot of networking at sporting events. And then I have a 9-year-old. And he's the baby.
Yeah. He plays baseball too.
He's a baseball star as well. Yes.
In fact, I think he went to the Dixie World Series. Is that true?
We went to the World Series. Okay, 2 years in a row, we were traveling for
Louisiana,
the World Series.
Was that?
That was the last one. Yeah.
Okay.
Over the summer.
How was that experience? Pretty cool.
That was a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
No, it's just great to see the boys get to have that experience. Yeah. So you can just tell that that's something that they're going to go back to for the rest of their lives. Like, I played in the World Series when I was 13, 15, whatever. Yeah. So
have you, I know, especially with, Dixie, here in Spring Hill, one of the questions is, do you keep your children there at Dixie? Again, my experience with Dixie has been great thus far. But then you also have these travel ball teams, right, that the kids can go and play on. Do you have a preference? I mean, obviously, your kids are playing at DixieNet right now, and they've gone to the World Series. That's a pretty cool experience. So would you recommend staying through, with Dixie, staying with the same folks, throughout the years? Or
I would. I mean, we've had a great experience with Dixie. Yeah. The coaches, Coach Larry has been Justin's coach since he was a little thing, not even for his regular coaching, but every time we went to the All-Stars every summer, we went with Coach Larry, and he's like a grandfather to him now. Yeah. He's like really close. He's like fam.
Yeah.
So
that's
been nice.
That's cool.
It is.
And again, it's they're obviously competitive. Here they are in the World Series, going, getting to travel different places. Louisiana, where's the other ones they went?
We went to South Carolina. The year before.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really like a cohesive family. Like then, now when they do play now, like they played their last game the other night, there was laughs, there was giggles, there was, silliness, but they were still playing the game. Mm-hmm. So they've grown up together, these boys. And this is one of their last years because they're 15. So it's been really nice for them to get to know each other really well and travel. And they have fun. You should go see. They have fun.
And of course, your husband, Randy, is in the group as well. He's been in now for what, a couple of years? A little more than that?
No, I think it's been two years.
Yeah.
I think two.
Yeah, very good.
I recruited him. I made him come for a visitor's day, and he's like, wow.
Yes.
This is pretty cool. No wonder why you've done this for so long.
And I think you announced this morning, is it 7 years?
Yeah, I'm in 7.5 years. April was 7 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Is this the weirdest? Is this the weirdest year yet?
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. So aside from the sports, the soccer, the baseball, all of those types of things, what other things do you enjoy doing? What other things do you enjoy doing hobbies wise?
Well, right now,
driving kids to sports. That's what she said. I know. Come on, Chris.
There's not a whole lot of time. I mean, you know, I do love traveling. I love traveling with my family. I've earned a few free vacations from Mary Kay.
I know, Mary Kay. A bunch of free.
Whenever it's on the prize board and my kids see it, I'm locked into earning that. So I try not to let them see the prize board. I won a vacation from B&I a few years ago. Yeah. We went on a free cruise.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Cruise, yeah.
Lots of fun. So I love traveling. I think that's my favorite thing. Any kind of travel with my favorite people.
Any traveling in 2020 thus far or not?
Oh, well, we went to Louisiana for the World Series. We did that. And January, right before COVID, we went to Orlando for like a leadership conference. And then March, we were actually on a free 7-day Mary Kay vacation, March 13th. And then all this happened March 14th. But we went ahead and went anyway because I was like,
I think I remember that actually. Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? We could just get stuck on perpetual vacation. Okay.
Heaven forbid, right? Right. Very good, very good. How long have you been with Mary Kay?
I actually started my business in late 2008 because they offer a 50% discount, and I'm that girl. So there's a discount involved. I'm like, yes.
If you could give a little background, because that's actually your background is a little bit different. You may not have expected to end up in Mary Kay. So what did you do before? I think some social work, right?
Yeah, I went bachelor's and graduate school for social work, BSW, MSW schooling. And I was going to be a family therapist. I was specializing in addictions and family crisis and things like that. So,
were you working primarily with children or
foster
family?
Care, adoptions, those kind of things?
And that could be tough.
Mm-hmm.
That could be tough.
In the school system, when I did my my internship for my master's degree, it was in the school system as a school social worker.
Mm-hmm. And so, when again, I know you said 50% off, so you figured, well, I'll do this, but you weren't expecting to make it a career. So kind of how did that transition kind of take place?
I think it was ultimately almost like a burnout situation where I was just like going, you know, strong with the family, with the work. And it just felt like there was a lot of frustrating laws and rules where I couldn't really like feel effective. Mm-hmm. Like, so I wanted to be around women. I wanted to be around families, and I love influencing them. Because I worked really hard to make myself a really fabulous person. So I really like to, you know, meet with families and do that. So this was like kind of the farthest thing from what I thought that would be. But the more I found out about the Mary Kay opportunity, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in women's homes at their kitchen table. We can, you know, they have children, they have lives. It was more about fellowshipping with them and then teaching them how to take, you know, do skincare and keep their skin healthy was just like a sidebar. So kind of ended up to be perfect.
We had Chris Smith on, was it last week or week before last? And one of the things he mentioned, you know, his business, Cafe Connection, and he doesn't really look at himself as a restaurant. He looks at himself as a connection point or a connection place, building relationships that also serve food, right? So it sounds to me like that's a big role or a big part of your business. It's all about relationships.
Mary Kay herself even stood on stage one year when she was alive and she held up a product. She said, this product is going to do everything it says it's going to do. Y'all don't worry about this. You go be someone's Bible or someone's friend or someone's mentor. That's what your job is. Yeah. The rest will do itself.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes you so successful because she doesn't sell. She really just sits there and talks. She talks to you. She listens to you. Oh, by the way, I do have this. You know, it never is the focus point of why she talks to you, meaning you, not Mary Kay, but in general, that's how you are because she's such a nurturing individual that she just listens and listens, and you can't help but want to buy her products after that. So, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a great testament.
It is
to you, Jody, for sure.
Is. Yeah.
So, as far as the business itself, right? So, what are the obviously cosmetics is what you sell? I know during the holidays that certainly can be a big part of what you do. Anything in particular you wanted to kind of mention now?
I do love teaching holiday looks because sometimes people just want that extra special little look that they want to do for holiday meals or holiday pictures. Mm-hmm. So Christmas pictures when those come around, I like to teach women how to do those because I feel like some people are scared of makeup. Like, it's, you know, it's really Mary Kay is more about skincare. Honestly, it's just more about taking care of the skin health, from the inside out kind of things. That's the educational piece. But then that fun piece is, don't be scared of makeup. Let's make it work for you. Let's play up all of your attributes, and let's conceal anything that's not your favorite part about you. So I love teaching that. So they're not actually afraid. Like, let's just take control of this makeup
what,
thing.
What was that? You used to use a tagline.
Some of us were born with it. The rest of us use Mary Kay.
Nice.
Some of us were born with good genetics. The rest of us use Mary Kay.
Yeah, there you go. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you mentioned 6 years ago that you joined BNI. How long had you been with Mary Kay at that point?
Actually, in April 2014. I became a sales director April 1st. And then mid-April, April 2014, I joined BNI. So I was at a visitor's day.
Was this something that Mary Kay had mentioned? Hey, find a local group. This is something you just went out on your own and found the winning edge.
Yeah, one of my friends, I was doing like little luncheons and things. Like, they used to have that women's networking group, and I thought that was kind of fun. Like, okay, we can all just go have lunch together and maybe do business. And then one of my friends said, hey, I have this networking thing. Oh, and you know what? David Day, I was at his office.
Okay, yeah.
And he saw my car. He's like, oh, you're really good at that. If you have a car that says Mary Kay on it, they claimed you. So that means you're good at it. So he's like, you know, and then he invited me. So I got a letter from him, another invite. I'm like, all right, go check this out.
Yeah, David and Sandra Day of the Day Law Office, former members of the Winning Edge there, for sure. And I know, I think you mentioned this morning as well, you've invited quite a few individuals who have become members at some point in the future. I'm sure there are quite a few that are still in the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including, you know, your husband you mentioned.
It's like, why do you want to get up that early on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, what that shows, though, the Winning Edge podcast for BNI. So one of the things that shows is that it obviously is helping you and your business, which is something that you want to share, right, with those that you come in contact with. As well, and it's not just other, you know, Mary Kay consultants, right? This is individuals you run into with all kind of businesses that this can help, which I think is again something that's special about BNI, just the way that the system is made up. COVID, 2020, it's been a strange year. We only have, I think I said, 36 days, 38 days, something like that.
Oh my God,
until it's over and we get to a new year. Hopefully, it's a better year than. In this past.
I don't mean to be the Debbie Downer, but just because we're going to 2021,
I know.
It's like,
and it's funny. So there was a Saturday Night Live skit a few weeks ago, and there was these folks went into a psychic, right? And the one guy's like, hey, that's funny. The guy, one of the guys like, oh, this year has been so terrible. 2019 has been the worst. Can't wait for 2020. It's going to be so good. And then she, the psychic starts reading their hands and all that kind of stuff. She's like, oh, there's some weird stuff happening. She said, I see your husband and he's washing a bag of Doritos chips. And you're saying, you're not washing enough. Use more soap. And she's like, why is he washing a bag of Doritos chips? I don't know. It's gone. I don't know. What's happened. Anyhow, I'm not necessarily advocating for you to watch Saturday Night Live necessarily, but I thought that was funny and it's a good point.
We all.
It's a new year. We're hoping it'll be better than 2020. Yeah, it's been a strange year, though.
Yeah, it has. I mean, surely it can't get any weirder. Well,
knock on wood. Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
I mean, it's been a weird year.
Yeah. All around, man, and in many, many different ways. So from Mary Kay's standpoint, what are some things that you've had to do to kind of pivot? I mean, that's one of the words I think we've used a lot this year, too, to make sure that you could continue in your success.
That was one of the training pieces. I know with Mary Kay, she always just said, you know, the tree that can bend will never break. Mm-hmm. So she always encouraged pivoting and. Yeah. Just that's one thing I love too about the leadership is we're all there for each other. Like none of us, you know, really literally are connected financially, but we're all there to support each other because we know what it's like. So pivoting was definitely going virtual and being on camera was totally not something I was excited about. I felt like I was called to it before doing this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I really didn't have a choice when everything shut down. I really was forced to go virtual and I didn't want to be on camera. That made me very uncomfortable.
You know, one of the things with 2020 in particular, it's kind of forced a lot of people on Zoom. And I mean, before COVID, I don't know how many of us really even knew what Zoom was. Maybe we've heard of it
or
something. But this has kind of forced everybody to go online. So I imagine that when you start to do these virtual parties, it's not as foreign as it would have been maybe a year ago. Have you found that to be the case or not?
That's the case, exactly. And what I found was that I had more connection with my team because we have a team page that's private and I could go on there and do training with them. And now anything that I do that's public, they're just using for training too. They can share with more people. I've been in front of thousands more people during this than I would have ever seen and ever been able to see
different
in
states,
person.
Right?
And all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have no territories, so...
Yeah. And you've done, I know there was something called Flamingles that you put together. What was that? Talk about that for a moment.
The Flamingo was fun. It was actually a holiday, socially distancing holiday stop and shop kind of thing where people could come by and just, you know, make an appointment for their own little 15, 20 minute consultation to do that. And then actually, now that that's over, I'm going to make it into like a little pop-up market. So the Flamingo has flown the coop. And that way I can go to where, you know, people are shopping, like go to them so they don't have to go into stores. It was a really nice place for them to go.
I want
to
hit back on what one of the things that you said, because from an outsider looking in with your business in particular, you were talking a moment ago about how you were not excited to be on camera. You weren't excited for that part and whatever. And I get that. I will say, as an outsider looking at it, I feel like you've embraced those things. Like, you've shown enthusiasm the whole time with all that. And I think that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. I remember early on for me, and I'm sure we all have a story similar to this. There was, I had one moment like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do this, right? And there's something about, and that's our theme right now, right? What mindset matters. Mindset, you know, matters. And I think you've embodied mm-hmm. that. So kudos to you. Yeah. It's an encouraging to the rest of us to see you, you know, make that pivot. Because I can imagine, you know, that's a pretty big jump. It's a huge switch to go that direction. So kudos. I like Thank your attitude you. With that. It's been great.
And it's, yeah, Thanks. It's definitely so much of a testament to you, because going into a little bit more detail about why you started, because it was almost like a survival thing, because you had to, you know, be more, spend more time with your kids, and that you had to get out of the social work and get in there into the Mary Kay. And this whole change, you know, you just embraced it completely in true Jody fashion.
Yeah. Thanks so much. You guys are so sweet. But it was, you know, and the leadership piece was, I know that my team was scared. My team was knocked for a loop. Everybody was just like, what the heck is going on? So for me to have, I didn't really have a second to think. I'm just like, okay, well, let's do just yeah. do this. Yeah. And that's yeah. why, you know, leading by example is so important. Just let's be scared and let's do it anyway. I read a book years ago called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And yeah. it's all about just embracing the fear and taking the butterflies and making them all go in one direction so you can be successful at it. So
I think that's a good concept, yeah. you know, that don't let the fear inhibit you. Yeah.
The so if there's an individual out there and maybe they want to do a virtual party, regardless of where it is, what would be the best way to get in contact with you to try to schedule something like that?
They can call me. I can get my
What's the number?
352-584-0513. All right. I have a Facebook page, Jody Holley J. Karen, HOLLEY-JAIKARAN. Email, I have text message, so Google. Text, if they Google Jody Holley Mary Kay, that'll come up pretty too.
Okay. All right. Very good. And if you could, just kind of briefly describe what would happen in the event that somebody either attended one of your virtual parties, or if somebody wanted to schedule one of those, what would that entail?
Oh, I love those. They're really a lot of fun. So I've actually done quite a few where I send out samples and we have some, you know, charcoal mask, and we can kind of do virtual pampering just as we would in person. And I can explain, you know, I go over their needs first. So there's a little discovery there, like what's going on with your skin? What would you like to learn about makeup, skincare? And we go from there. I send them the appropriate samples, or I drop them off of their local, you know, no contactless delivery, of course. And then we can, we go over those in there, you know, in the virtual party, like a Zoom or Facebook Messenger, where I have a group. And then also what's really fun right now is we're doing a $600 cash giveaway in December. So everybody that does it before December 15th will be in that drawing as well. We're doing a cash live drawing on Zoom or Facebook December 15th.
Awesome. Oh. That's exciting.
Another little perk, cool. right?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. Yeah. Okay. And I tell you what, last question, and then we'll turn it over to Andrew, is this. As your referral partners, right? What are some things that we can look for, or listen for, to help us to help you? What are some things that we can do?
Right now, I think people complaining about stores being opened or overwhelmed. Whenever people, you know, especially, you know, we go into the store and we're looking, and there's like all these different options as far as skincare goes and makeup. You know, if they're complaining about something makeup or skincare related, I can educate them. Let them try things for free. That's my favorite part. Is that nobody has to take my word for it, that it's good. They can actually see what it does for them. And then, of course, if you hear people grumbling about Christmas presents, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. I can bring that yeah. shop to them, either virtually or the little pop-up market that I have, a.k.a. my Mary Kay car.
And then I know that, like, you know, you mentioned Facebook a few times, but we heard this morning the Facebook mafia, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, individuals out there that can kind of promote you. Yes. On there, that's always good. Weddings are always good for you. Engagements are always good for you, yeah. As well.
Yes.
Very good. Andrew, why don't you finish us off with some rapid fire, man?
So we got a couple questions here. First one is best book, any type of book you've ever read.
Pound the Stone.
What was it again? I didn't hear you well.
Pound the Stone.
Pound the Stone. Awesome.
Yeah, it talks about daily activities and everything that you do daily, you know, like adds up to be the big picture. So cool. I had my children read it too.
Really?
So they all know what it matters, what you do every day, every hour, every day.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Your the most important networking trait.
My most important networking trait is being available. Just making sure that being intentional about networking with people and really being in their space and hearing them, whether it's virtual or in person, just hearing what they need and going with that. Because I know that people, when people feel like you care about them, your relationship performs better. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think that's very important. One business tip that you wish you would have known sooner. One business tip. Go back and tell younger Jody. What would it be?
To take the Mary Kay business plan more seriously. Like, it's literally like it's almost like a franchise where there's steps to success. And I almost didn't believe that I had to do that, you know, those things. And then as soon as I did them, I was very successful.
I think all of us face that to some extent.
So don't recreate the wheel if you don't have to.
Not reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
I think what that is humility. Hopefully the older we get, the wiser we get, the more we realize, wait,
other people have been
here. They know what they're doing. And it's okay. Right. It's okay to take that advice. Yeah. It's a really good one. I like that one.
And then taking advice. Don't take advice from anyone that you wouldn't trade places with.
Oh.
Especially when it comes to your profession. Like if you see someone that's, you know, where you want to be.
Great, but if not, yeah. Right. All right. Last one here for you. Most profound piece of advice that you wish you'd known sooner in general.
That was it. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's definitely been something that's that resonated with me.
For all those on the live stream, Chris was trying to point at me like, hey, Andrew, she already answered that one, you dummy.
So don't take advice from someone you
It was profound enough to say
that's
twice.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I knew what I was doing, Chris. Right. Come on.
Well, and when you're out there looking for advice and you're looking for, you know, you're just like a sponge trying to soak everything up and be successful, whether you're, you know, it's networking people or whatever, just pay attention to where they are and what they're doing and see if that's something that you want to recreate.
Very good.
Well, listen, thank you all, everybody, for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!